and a very good Saturday afternoon to you. Thank you so much for joining us on Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV. I'm your host, Greg Nefton. We are very glad to have you aboard this very sunny Saturday afternoon, a very big show, and I really hope that you're going to play along and give us a call and ask the questions that you need to ask about your health and one area of health in particular. Again, very important topic. It's been in the news so much lately, and I'm going to throw out the word, and I know that some folks at home are going to say, whoa, and this word is vaccines. Yes, I know. There's been a lot of talk about that in the news right now. Vaccines. Should you get one if you're a kid? Should your baby have one if they were just born? What are the drawbacks? What are the myths? Why should you get vaccinated? Do they cause autism? Is there mercury in those shots? What's in them? We're going to break down some myths for you, and we're going to talk about why it's important to get vaccinated. Full disclosure, by the way, I've had all my shots, so, and I'm feeling just fine, by the way. And I hope you are, too. 340-1045, 340-1045 is the number. Again, I'm going to say that one more time, 340-1045. But don't believe me, okay? I've got a really good authority right now. His name is Dr. John Wadner, and he is a pediatrician, kids doctor with St. Vincent's Healthcare. Doctor, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about your area of expertise in vaccines.
Well, I'm a general pediatrician. I come from a background of 10 years of private practice, and then I joined St. Vincent's about 6 years ago, and I'm currently at the family medicine residency program there. One thing that a lot of people don't know about St. Vincent's is that we do have an academic piece where we actively train family practice doctors. We have 30 in training at any given time, and my job is to teach them what they know about pediatrics, and we're affiliated with Florida State College of Medicine and Nova Southeastern College of Medicine, and so stay pretty up, do our best to stay up to date on current things.
But you're an expert. You know how to handle vaccines. You know what's in those shots, those clear-looking little fluids in that little vial there that, you know, I dreaded as a child, but I'm really glad I had when I was a little boy. Let's first start. And by the way, 340-1045, if you'd like to ask a question, again, we're devoting an entire show to vaccines today, so I hope you'll call in and ask what questions you might have, maybe clear up some misconceptions, because there's been so much talk about vaccines. We had a measles outbreak in California, and Doctor, you and I were just talking a little bit before the show, and you told me that there's measles in Florida now, huh?
Yeah, just this week, they reported in South Florida the first case of measles in a six-year-old girl that was an unvaccinated girl.
Oh, my. That's just not good. And I guess the question I have, and this is fascinating, and this goes to this outbreak, or I guess you can't call it an outbreak yet, but a case, and the measles outbreak in Anaheim, California. When people don't get vaccines and they start to infect other people, like what happened in Disneyland, for example, are the vaccinated protected by such things? I mean, if you have your child vaccinated, then therefore there should be no worry about being exposed to people who are not vaccinated. Is that correct?
Well, you know, one of the things I always tell parents when they're asking me about vaccines is vaccines are not 100% safe. There's almost nothing in the world that's 100% safe. There's some side effects and different things that have been described. They're also not 100% effective. And so there are some people that do what we recommend. They get fully vaccinated, but their child might not respond properly to the vaccination. And there's a concept called herd immunity, and the number with herd immunity is somewhere in the high 80s to 90%. If you can get that percentage of the population protected, you kind of eliminate the disease as from being a possibility.
Sure.
But once it drifts below that number, then it can start to take hold again. And so in the California outbreak, it was mainly unvaccinated people that got it, but there were some vaccinated people that got it. Those are the non-responders. So once you kind of get enough people to refuse vaccination, which we don't like, it makes us all more vulnerable to the disease.
I want to go back to something that you said just a moment ago. You know, you don't like it when people don't get vaccinated. It must be frustrating for you because you have, as you mentioned, you have a lot of training, certainly, and you know what you're talking about. You are a doctor, after all. And when parents come to you and say, well, I've heard this and I've heard that, how do you handle that? How do you deal with that?
Yeah, it is frustrating, and it's not at all that, you know, I'm the doctor and you should listen to me. You know,
But you know,
we do know, and it's not just me. You know, I do tell people when they're confronting these issues, you know, they have to think about who they're going to believe. Are they going to believe the virtually every children's hospital in the United States, the Centers for Disease Control, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and me as a member of that? Or are they going to believe sort of random internet sources and Jenny McCarthy and other
people?
Yeah, I was
about to mention her name.
So, you know, you just have to decide who you're going to trust. So I think most of my patients trust me, but I'm a member of a huge number of organizations that are all speaking the same message.
I'd like to break down some of the more common myths and misconceptions about vaccines, if I could. And I think I'd like to start with the biggest one of all, that vaccines somehow, some way are linked to autism in some children. Can you address that?
Yeah. Do you want the short answer or the long answer?
We've got lots of time. We got, by the way, 340-1045, 340-1045. If you'd like to ask Dr. John a few questions about vaccines, please give us a call. Go ahead, doctor.
Well, the short answer would be there's probably not a more studied issue in the last 10 to 15 years in all of pediatrics than that one. Is there a link between vaccines and autism? And the answer is convincingly no.
Okay.
In fact, there's an organization called Autism Speaks. It's a huge national advocacy organization for children with autism, which used to sort of question that, and they've actually come out and said, "Hey, let's put this aside and focus on what might really be responsible."
Much to their credit,
because it's really been put to rest. It has its roots in England. There's a doctor named Andrew Wakefield who. Yeah. Published a paper that made this allegation, and that paper has been put to rest. It actually has been retracted from Lancet, which is a huge medical journal in England. They actually sort of retracted that from their archives because it was discredited to such a high degree. And Dr. Wakefield has even lost his license to practice in England. So
not good.
That's kind of become old news, although people are still worried about it, but in terms of science, it's been proven with certainty there's no link there.
All right. So there's no absolute link between autism and vaccines. And just to, you know, what little I know about science, I often, when I read that, I was like, how could the two mix? Because autism is not necessarily related to your immune system. So I don't understand how the two could be ever related. But that's just me. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Another myth that I would like to address with you. You're safe if everyone else is vaccinated. Myth or fact?
If you choose to be unvaccinated, you'll be safe if you're surrounded by vaccinated people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
True and not true. Again, if 90% plus of the people surrounding you are vaccinated, the chances you're going to run into that disease are pretty slim. But we're not at that number. So and the more people that think that way, the more we get away from that number.
Right.
And so, again, I think we have. One of the reasons we vaccinate is to protect individuals, but it's also to try to vaccinate the population to protect the population. And there are certain individuals with certain medical conditions that we could talk about that can't be vaccinated against certain things. And so, again, we want to have that high herd immunity so we can protect those that can't be vaccinated.
340-1045, 340-1045 is our number. And we are actually going to go to the phones right now, Doctor, if we could, and say hello to Catherine is on the line from Amelia Island. Hi, Catherine.
Hello, and hi, Doctor. Thank you for doing this today. I have a question. I've been vaccinated. My 19-year-old son has been vaccinated. But I'm very curious if there is, in fact, mercury in vaccinations, and I've heard some people say you can order it without mercury in it. My goodness, I guess my question is, why would you have mercury in it to begin with? So, is there mercury in vaccines, and why would you order it without it? So, can you answer that?
Sure. Yeah, that's a common concern. The there's a preservative that used to be in a lot of vaccines called thimerosal, and thimerosal is metabolized in the body to a form of mercury, and thimerosal was in there as a preservative to try to kind of keep the vaccines sterile so that, you know, you wouldn't get any kind of germs growing in there or contamination. It used to be that, you know, you might remember, you go to your doctor, he'd have like a big vial of vaccine and he would drop a dose and give it to you. And so in that multi-use vial, they would have thimerosal. The amount of mercury that was in there was tiny. And in fact, Mercury is a naturally contained occurring thing. It's in fish. It's in all sorts of things. And they've done studies, you know, healthy women's breast milk contains more mercury than was in the vaccines. Mercury, that we're talking about a trivial amount of mercury, but, you know, it's a potentially toxic thing. People were concerned about it. And it rose to a level where pretty much, I'll give you one exception, but pretty much every vaccine used today in the United States for children is thimerosal free. We've gone to all individual unit doses that contain no thimerosal, no mercury. And they did that more because of just this general concern than any, there's been no evidence that it causes harm, but there was enough concern like your concern that they said, let's just take this out of the equation. Let's go to individual
uses. May I ask, doctor, what is the other preservative then, if not using mercury anymore? What would they be using today?
So what now, by going to the individual unit doses that is just a single little tiny syringe, the need to have preservatives has kind of gone away. I mean, so there's no toxic preservatives. There's other things that are in vaccines that are added to increase the effectiveness of the vaccine. So you might hear people talk about aluminum or trace amounts of other things in vaccines, but there's definitely no mercury.
I guess, doctor, one of the things that has always been so curious to me is baby boomer generation. We didn't seem to have autism. You know, I just don't remember autism being an issue, and now it is. So, you know, whether it's vaccinations or not, you know, you're convincing me that maybe it is not. But what would be, you know, it's probably another topic, but what would be causing all of this autism?
Yeah, we could go there if you want. The classic defects or areas of deficit in autism have been, until the last few years, there's a thing called the DSM-5, which are the kind of criteria for different disorders. And the three areas of impairment have been language delay, abnormal socialization, and kind of repetitive or stereotypical behaviors. And so, you know, back in the day, if I would see a kid in the office that wasn't talking, that didn't make eye contact, that didn't interact with others normally, was sort of sitting in the corner, beating his head against the wall or doing something rhythmic, we'd say, hey, that kid seems like he has autism. Now, sort of the spectrum of autism has been expanded. You don't have to have language delay anymore. You just have to have abnormal socialization, and you have to have some sort of repetitive or stereotypical behavior.
Right.
And so, you know, you kind of go from that profoundly affected kid to just sort of a kid that's a, and I apologize if I offend anybody with the word named quirky, but a kid who's a little quirky, maybe he's a little socially awkward. Maybe he sort of likes to do one thing over and over. We used to just say, hey, that kid's just a little different. We didn't put the autism label on him. We've sort of expanded the definition of autism, and a large percentage of this epidemic of autism, I think, is this new definition. I haven't seen in my practice an increased number of profoundly affected children.
Well, thank you, doctor. I appreciate your insight.
Good stuff, Catherine. Thank you very much for calling in. We sure do appreciate that. 340-1045, 340-1045. Talking vaccines, Dr. John Wadner, Greg Neft here on Ask the Doctor. Be right back.
Election 2016. Rubio enters the race. A pool of candidates is starting to take shape. Who is the early favorite? Will Hillary Clinton maintain her early lead?
Hillary Clinton will do a great job as president.
Too many Bushes, too many Clintons. I'm going with Rubio.
Tell us what you think using the open mic feature in the News 104.5 app.
So you're looking for a washing machine in a big box store? Mistake. Don't do it. You can't get a Speed Queen washer there, and you want a Speed Queen washer. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin, your local appliance guy at Martin Appliance. You need a washer that actually washes the clothes. Speed Queen. You are sick of flimsy one-year warranties and deserve a three-year full warranty. Free. Speed Queen. You always hear they don't build them like they used to. Not true with Speed Queen. You are tired of throwaway machines that cost more to fix than replace and want one that is designed to last 25 years. Speed Queen. The reviews are stellar. The warranty is extensive. The construction is solid. On sale at Martin Appliance on Blanding Boulevard in Orange Park, 1 mile south of Kingsley, across from Academy Sports and Outdoors. Click martinappliance.com or call 213-9100. That's 213-9100.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance family.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission, above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare, above, beyond, because.
Hello, I'm Dan Fields of the Fields Auto Group with Fields Cadillac Jacksonville and St. Augustine. And now, the new Jaguar Land Rover Jacksonville.
We're celebrating with special celebration prices at all of our Fields locations.
The people that you deal with at Fields are part of the family, and it goes beyond just the sales of an automobile.
It's what we do, including our Fields Matters Amenities program, which includes our gourmet cafe, loaners, and car washes.
The one thing that set them apart from anything else that is the customer service. Dealing with Fields, you definitely have a lot more peace of mind.
Our new location is the largest in the area and world-class customer service.
Without a doubt, it is head and shoulders above anything else that I've seen.
At the Fields Auto Group, we simply treat people the way we want to be treated. Fields matters because you matter.
Whether it's Fields Cadillac St. Augustine, Jacksonville, or the new Fields Jaguar Land Rover Jacksonville, there's a new name for luxury on the First Coast. Go to fieldsauto.com, then see Fields first.
If you're about to propose to the woman of your dreams, Global Diamonds suggests you listen to this. That's the sound of her friends reacting to the dazzling ring you got her at Global Diamonds. Now listen to this.
Nice.
You don't want a big ring.
That's the sound of her friends reacting to the ring you bought somewhere else. Guys, let's face it, showing off a ring is very important. Don't risk it by going to an old-fashioned jewelry store. At Global Diamonds, you can get her a bigger diamond for your budget because we are Jacksonville's direct diamond importer. We guarantee a bigger, better quality diamond for less. And as for the ring, we have the rings on every girl's wish list. Handcrafted designer rings, the one she sees in the bridal magazines. So go to Global Diamonds and avoid...
You don't want a big ring.
And get the reaction you know she wants. Global Diamonds, for the ring she can be proud to show off. At the Markets at Town Center between West Marine and REI. Global Diamonds.
Protect your lawn from weeds that were dormant this winter. Sunnyland Weed and Feed Fertilizers and Sunnyland Turf Grow and Right Green will do just that. The national brands talk about Florida lawns. Sunnyland knows Florida lawns. Sunnyland fertilizers have been made in Florida just for Florida's sandy soil conditions for the past 131 years. Find Sunnyland Weed and Feed products at Lowe's, Walmart, Ace Hardware, and Home Depot, and get more info at sunnylandcorp.com. Sunnyland, from roots to roofs since 1884.
More room, more technology, and more style. That's what you get with the 2014 Chevy Malibu. This is Justin Moore, and at George Moore Chevrolet, we are offering up to $4,000 off of the 2014 Chevy Malibu. If you haven't experienced the newly designed 2014 Malibu, stop into George Moore Chevrolet on Atlantic Boulevard and test drive one today. George Moore Chevrolet offers more selection, more service, and more time saved. Visit us to get more for your trade-in and view our inventory at morechevy.com. Chevy, find new roads. Need I say more?
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
A 5 on the WOKV weather meters. The sunshine gives way to some clouds and scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms. The locally heavy downpours. Highs reach the mid-80s. An evening shower storm tonight down to 67. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow with heavy afternoon showers and thunderstorms. A high of 83 degrees. And Monday will be partly to mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and a thunderstorm. With a high near 85, they're clearing cooler, less humid for Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
It is time for Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV. So glad you've joined us on this sunny Saturday afternoon. We're talking about vaccines and the reasons that you probably should have them, especially if you're a baby or a child. 340-1045, 340-1045. Got it on good authority. We are talking with Dr. John Wadner with St. Vincent's Healthcare. And, Doctor, it was a pretty late night for you last night. We were talking about you being in the Children's Hospital emergency room for up until midnight, and how much sleep did you get?
Oh, I slept in today. I'm good.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. We're talking about the myths of vaccines, and if you'd like to talk about vaccines and ask Dr. Wadner a question, we'd love to have you. 340-1045. Maybe we'll clear a misconception or two. But, Doctor, I was just looking at the World Health Organization's website, and I saw a myth that I'd like for you to address, if you don't mind. Better hygiene and sanitation will make diseases disappear. Vaccines are not necessary. That's a myth, of course. What do you think?
I think better hygiene helps with certain diseases, particularly diseases that are what we call fecal oral, that you get by ingesting things, mm-hmm. as opposed to things in the respiratory route. And so things like polio and rotavirus and things like that, the better the hygiene, the more people wash their hands, the better the water supply. Certainly there's a decreased incidence of those diseases, but not enough to eliminate those diseases.
Right.
Vaccination is still important. And then for a lot of diseases, like measles and chicken pox,
sure.
and the different types of meningitis, like sort of hygiene and water supplies, and it doesn't really have anything to do with it.
So, yeah. Another myth, vaccine-preventable diseases are almost eradicated in the country I live in, so therefore there is no reason to be vaccinated. That's another myth.
Yeah, that goes back to the herd immunity concept that we talked about. And so, you know, we talked about the vaccine and autism thing has been put to rest, but we've been fighting that battle for 10 or 15 mm-hmm. years, and when I was fighting it 10 to 15 years ago, there wasn't anything going on, and that was right. what people were thinking. I think we're starting to see that now. We have pertussis in Jacksonville routinely.
Right.
We're seeing measles across the country now in Florida this week.
Right.
We're starting to see that
right.
that herd immunity decrease
sure.
and the diseases come back. So
well, that's a real shame. Doctor, we're going to continue our discussion about vaccines and diseases and things that we thought were disappeared from the earth. We're going to talk about that after Fox News here at the bottom of the hour with your latest headlines. It's Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV. I'm Greg Neff along with Dr. John Wadner. Be right back.
Election 2016. The field of candidates deepens.
Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion.
Inspired by the promise of our future, I announce my candidacy for President of the United States.
As the race to the White House heats up, hear perspective and analysis from Herman Cain, Rush Limbaugh, and Sean Hannity. Weekdays starting at 9 on Jacksonville's election headquarters. News 104.5 WOKV.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. A man in St. Louis is dead, even though police responding to a call from his mother say they did their best to defuse tensions, releasing body camera footage of them first talking to the man they say was armed with several sharp objects, then using a non-lethal impact weapon on him. The police chief saying the man wasn't fazed by the impact weapon and charged the officers who then shot him. Police in Chicago, meanwhile, killing a man they say pointed a gun at them following a chase. And Cleveland, Ohio, gearing up for tonight's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Ringo Starr among tonight's honorees. He'll be inducted by Paul McCartney. He's the last of the Beatles to go in as a solo artist. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Jacksonville's only all news in the morning. Rich Jones and Jacksonville's Morning News, 5 to 9. News 104.5 WOKV.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission, above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare, above, beyond, because.
Herman Cain here. And did you know that every time you text and drive, you take your eyes off the road for at least 5 seconds? If you're going 55 miles an hour, that's like driving the length of a football field with your eyes closed, putting you and everyone else on the road in danger, which is why Brumos Lexus is a proud supporter of National Don't Text While Driving Month. And right now at Brumos Lexus of Orange Park and Brumos Lexus of Jacksonville, you get the outstanding customer service you deserve. Not to mention incredible offers on all your favorite Lexus models, including the all-new Lexus RC Coupe and first-ever Lexus NX crossover. And that's not all. Every vehicle that Brumos services is covered by the Brumos Lifetime Warranty, so you can fix it once, never pay again. So make your move to Brumos. Brumos Lexus of Orange Park on Blanding Boulevard, or Brumos Lexus of Jacksonville on Atlantic Boulevard, or view their entire inventory at Brumos.com.
It's the Lazy Days huge RV sale this Thursday through Sunday. Shop the world's largest RV dealership and save big on over 1,400 RVs. Hurry, it all ends Sunday. Lazy Days, the RV authority. I-4 exit 10 in Tampa and online at LazyDays.com.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
A mix of clouds and sun through this afternoon. Very warm and humid with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms with some heavy downpours in spots. A high in the mid-80s. It's a 5 on the WOKV weather meter. An evening shower or storm tonight. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy, some areas of fog and in the mid to upper 60s. Increasing cloudiness Sunday with heavy showers and thunderstorms developing, especially in the afternoon. A high of 83. Still some scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm Monday near 85 degrees, then cooler and less humid with clearing skies Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Now the latest from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
It's a good-looking ride coming in from St. Johns County on 95 northbound from County Road 210 all the way up to the top of the Fuller Moor, and it's going to take you less than 25 minutes. And there's nothing to slow you down crossing over the Buckman Bridge, leaving Orange Park on the West Beltway southbound. Less than 15 minutes will get you from Blanding out to 95. And it's a delay-free ride coming in from 10 eastbound between the West Beltway and the 95 split. With Jacksonville's only Saturday traffic, I'm Sarah Jane.
A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program. For its editorial content, statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group. Rich Jones and Jacksonville's Morning News, 5 to 9, tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
Monday, catch up with what's going on. Breaking news the moment you get up. Weather and traffic so you can plan your day every 6 minutes in the morning.
Our Ask the Experts weekend continues with Ask the Doctor. Ask the Doctor. Brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. To ask a question, give us a call at 340-1045.
Friends, it's Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV. So glad to have you along this beautiful Saturday afternoon. If you're driving around, you want to give us a call, we'd love to hear from you. Again, 340-1045, 340-1045. I'm your host, Greg Neft, along with Dr. John Wadner. And, Doctor, we are talking about vaccines. You're a pediatrician. And just to recap what we talked about in our last half hour, vaccines work, they're important, and no, they don't cause autism. Did I hit the big 3 points?
You got it.
All right. Well, and that's a good thing to keep in mind as we move through. And we would like to ask you what you think about vaccines, and we'd like to hear from you. And if you'd like to give us a call, the number again is 340-1045. But for the next 30 minutes or so, we're going to break down some of the myths about vaccine with Dr. Wadner here. And Doctor, something that you're passionate about and something that you have talked with me at length about these past 40 minutes or so, giving a child more than one vaccine at a time is a myth. the myth here anyway is giving a child more than one vaccine at a time can increase the risk of harmful side effects, which can overload the child's immune system. And that, of course, is the big one. And what do you think? Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so we definitely have a small subset of people that don't want to vaccinate at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a larger group of people who don't want to follow the recommended schedule. They want to kind of space things out and just do fewer vaccines at a time. So we get tons of questions about that. And the common phrase I hear is they're worried that it's just too much, and not too much putting their kid through four needles in one day, but too much for their immune system, too many things coming at them at once. And, you know, the way vaccines work is by showing your immune system what we call antigens, or proteins that are kind of a small little part of the disease in question.
Sure.
Kind of tricking your immune system into thinking it's been exposed to the real thing, so that you make antibodies to that thing.
Okay.
And then if you see the real thing, then you're protected. So that's the way they work. And so people are worried, gosh, if we expose them to too many of these antigens at once, it's just going to overwhelm their immune system and lead to who knows what kind of problems.
Sure.
The reality is our immune systems are exposed to thousands of things all the time.
Right.
You know, I just sat down in the studio for the first time, and there's probably antigens on this desk I've never seen before. And,
yeah, we need to get a cleaning crew in here.
And if you travel or you eat something new, or you're constantly – the amount of distinct different antigens that are in all the vaccines put together is somewhere around 150.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of antigens that people are exposed to on a regular basis is just in the thousands. So this is really a drop in the bucket in terms of your immune system. Your immune system is busy all the time with antigen exposure, and it does just fine.
All right. The number is 340-1045, 340-1045. We're talking about vaccines with Dr. John Wagner here on News 104.5 WOKV. And really quickly, before we get to the phones, I wanted to ask you about the flu shot, if we could talk a little bit. That's not necessarily a vaccine, is it? I mean, it's more, maybe it is, I don't know. But
yeah, it's a vaccine.
It's a vaccine. Mm-hmm. There's talk that, you know, you can get, obviously that's a little bit more optional, but do you recommend that?
Definitely. The flu vaccine is recommended for all children. You can't give it under 6 months of age, and that's not because anything bad happened. It just hasn't been studied under 6 months of age, and it doesn't work as well under 6 months of age. So it's recommended for all children. Influenza, you know, a lot of people say, I got the flu when they had a cold, you know, but real influenza is a bad actor, children are hospitalized regularly in Jacksonville, hundreds of them every year with influenza and complications of influenza. And there's usually several hundred influenza deaths in children in the United States, and there's tens of thousands of influenza-related adult deaths in the United States. So it is not a benign thing. You're right in that it's not part of the required vaccinations for school attendance in Florida, so it is kind of an optional vaccine.
Right.
And it is sometimes hard to convince healthy people to get it. Groups where it's extra important are asthmatics and kids with congenital heart disease and other chronic medical problems.
Sure.
Asthma probably being the most common because tons of kids have asthma. But it's important for everybody.
All right. To the phones we go right now at 340-1045. And we want to say hello to Marie, who's been waiting patiently. Hello, Marie. Welcome to Ask the Doctor.
Hello. What world do you think the large number of illegal children coming into the country prior to this outbreak might have played? Because it's unlikely that most of these kids were vaccinated properly. And if they were vaccinated, if the vaccines weren't handled properly in Mexico or Central America, you know, because of improper storage temperatures or, you know, wherever they, you know, what questionable companies that they may have gotten their vaccines from, so those kids might not even have immune responses, even if they – and it's just coincidence. You know, I know they said that this outbreak was started by a traveler to Disney land, but I don't – they didn't – I didn't see anything where they gave the age of who they thought – might have been associated with it. But anyway, just the large, you know, I have concerns about the large number of illegal children coming into this country that are not immunized and might go to these places where other children, you know, babies might be taken to, like Disneyland and that sort of thing.
No, I think that's part of the equation, and I think in the Southern California outbreak in particular, it was a little bit of a perfect storm. And that, and I did actually did my residency training in San Diego, and so if you live in Southern California, there is a huge Mexican population that comes across the border to seek medical care, many of them illegal. And Southern California also tends to be it tends to be a very popular kind of belief system in Southern California, the vaccines aren't safe. And there's a lot of
anti-vaccinators
there, combined with this large immigrant sort of population, is sort of the perfect storm. And I think that probably has something to do with the outbreak there. Again, if you can maintain the herd immunity, if you can keep high 80s to 90% of the legal people in the United States immunized, you're pretty safe. It's when that number starts to drift that we become vulnerable. And, you know, even, you know, the world's a small place now. People are getting on jet airplanes all the time, and you know, things like even as rare as polio and other things are just one plane flight away from running into an unvaccinated kid in the United States.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Marie. Sure do appreciate you calling in. Have a good day, okay? Take care. This is Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV. Let's go to line two right now and say hello to Liz. She's on the line from the beaches. Hi, Liz. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, listen, I have a question for you. What do you think about the comprehensive DNA test done that tests against 95% of the commonly prescribed medications? Wouldn't you think this would help a lot of families realize maybe their kids can't metabolize certain medications and or drugs that could stop a lot of this adverse drug reactions that maybe y'all aren't picking up on in the pediatric world? Because I know my kids had a lot of adverse drug reactions when they were small. One of them was diagnosed with autism, and I'm not saying the vaccinations actually caused it, but I think it was contributing factor to the whole process.
Yeah, so I would say that whole DNA testing to see how you react to medications is kind of in its infancy, and I will admit I'm not the world's expert on that, but I can tell you there's some substance starting to come together on certain medications. There's an available panel now, sort of off the subject, but for an example, to say if your child has ADHD, which medication might benefit them the most rather than just picking one of the 20 available. There's an adult platelet medication called Plavix, and there's a genetic test to sort of predict whether someone, an adult patient who needs a medicine like Plavix, would be a Plavix responder or not. So there are things like that, but there is not enough data to do such a test and say this group of children would be vulnerable to anything vaccine related. Whether that we'll learn that in 20, 30, 40 years, I don't know, but that data does not exist yet.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you very much for calling in. Sure appreciate it. 340-1045, 340-1045. And David from the South Side has been waiting very patiently. Hello, David.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
Oh, not too much. My 10-year-old daughter is going to be getting the Gardasil injection.
Okay.
And she was wondering, I've never really called your show before, but she's wondering where injection site she uses, because her arms get really, really sore. And she uses her arms a lot, so she wanted to ask the doctor where she gets it and how long will the ache last or whatever.
Yeah, so the Gardasil is another vaccine that we think is a very good idea. It's not a required vaccine for school. It is the virus that it protects against is called HPV, which is the number one cause of cervical cancer in women. And so it's very important to get. Very prevalent in society, and specifically where you get it. If she's a normal sized kid and she's got a normal sized arm, you can give it in the arm and the deltoid and the outer aspect of the arm. If she's does something athletic or whatever and doesn't want her arms to be sore, it can just as easily be given in the sort of outer part of the thigh.
Okay.
But one of those two or it could be given in the upper outer part of the buttock as well. But it's typically given in the deltoid, the upper part of the arm. It is a vaccine that, and I have not gotten the Gardasil vaccine because I'm 51 years old, but it is a vaccine that kids tell me hurts a little bit more than others.
What would you recommend if it hurts a little bit more? Where would you recommend she would?
Yeah, I don't think the hurting depends on location, but they just tell us it stings and burns a little bit more than when we give them a flu shot or another shot. So, and then sort of related to that, one of the things you'll hear about with safety with Gardasil is girls passing out after they get Gardasil. And I don't want to be stereotypical about teenage girls, but they tend to pass out a lot if they have something painful or if they get a little dehydrated or they don't eat well. It's very common to have what we call vasovagal syncope in teenage girls. And so with Gardasil, it's always recommended because of the little increased pain and because we're giving it to and it's recommended for boys too, but we're giving it to a lot of teenage girls. It's recommended right after they get it that they kind of sit there for 10 or 15 minutes, not get it, and jump up and walk out of the room. They sometimes get a little dizzy or pass out like teenage girls.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I'll have her talk to her doctor about the best way to get it, and that way she can go from there.
Good. All right. Thanks.
David, we sure do appreciate you giving us a call. Have a good Saturday, okay?
Thank you.
No problem. It is Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV. And, Doctor, David, jumping off of an area where David brings us to, needles hurt, of course. Nobody likes them. Nobody can stand them. And I remember there being an advance with the flu shot. You can hail it as a mist. Now, I don't know if that's effective or not or where that is, but do you foresee a future where a lot of these vaccines are going to be able to be inhaled, perhaps? And do you think that a lot of some of these anti-vaxxers just don't like shots?
Yeah, for vaccines to work in what we call a mucosal way, so to squirt them in your nose or to take them orally, they generally have to be live vaccines.
All right.
And so generally the only sort of live vaccines are for certain viral illnesses. So for example, for flu, the flu shot is a killed vaccine. Mm-hmm. The flu mist, which is the nasal flu that you recommended, is a live vaccine. And so it's actually a real virus.
Okay.
It sort of has had its hands tied behind its back, so it can't make you very sick. It's actually what's called heat attenuated, and so it can reproduce in your nose to stimulate your immune system. But once it descends into your lower airways where it's warmer, it gets to core body temperature, it dies. It can't survive anymore.
Okay.
So to have live vaccines, it has to be viral, and it has to be certain kind of viruses. And so I don't see
– So you'd actually have to have a case of live measles in a jar, in an inhaler, which could be bad.
Right, and you have to have the ability to attenuate that virus in a way that it can't cause disease. And so and all the bacterial things like pertussis and the meningitis germs are not going to be available to be administered that way.
Okay, so there's no real future in that sort of thing. So, sorry, guys. Yes. I'm afraid there's going to have to be shots in the near future. Maybe they'll come up with something. Who knows? It is Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV. I'm Greg Neft along with Dr. John Wadner. We're going to continue our discussion about vaccines. And you, if you'd like to participate, 340-1045. We'll be right back.
Monday morning, we'll get you up to speed quickly with the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
All morning long
on Jacksonville's Morning News.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission, above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
If you have a backyard, we can put a pool in it. All seasons pools, we can put a pool in it.
Hi, my name is Missy. I've worked for All Seasons Pools since 2005. From the beginning, our goal has been to build high-quality pools and stand behind every pool we build. We would love to make your backyard come alive with a gorgeous pool that your family will love for years to come.
Go to allseasonspools.com to design and build your new pool right now. We can give you the pool of your dreams, regardless of the challenges of your backyard. Call us today at 877-410-POOL or go to allseasonspools.com. With 35 years of experience building pools in Florida, All Seasons Pools has seen it all. Call 877-410-POOL or go to allseasonspools.com to build your new pool today. At All Seasons Pools, if you have a backyard, we can put a pool in it. All Seasons Pools.
All Seasons Pools.
Guys, the days of living with hair loss are over. Jacksonville Hair MD will give you back a thick, natural-looking head of hair. Here's Dr. Basson's patient, Matt.
The staff made me feel comfortable that I would not have any pain. They don't use a scalpel, so they don't cut you. They don't leave any kind of scar.
Even Matt's stylist noticed.
That bald spot that he used to have that had started to develop and creep up on him doesn't exist anymore.
Jacksonville Hair MD is the only clinic in the Southeast to offer both NeoGraft and the Robotic Artist Hair Restoration System.
She goes, I've seen so many hair restoration treatments. She goes, your hair looks so natural.
So for the most natural-looking hair restoration with NeoGraft and Artist, call Jacksonville Hair MD right now. 855-234-HAIR.
Oh, he's got this great full head of hair.
The consultation's free. 855-234-HAIR.
And I would highly recommend anybody that is concerned about losing hair to give them a call.
855-234-HAIR.
Mention WOKV and get $1,000 off.
Go to JacksonvilleHairMD.com.
Award season event. $150 a month for 24 months. $24.99 due at signing plus tax, tag, and fee. See dealer for details.
You're not going to want to miss these great offers from Jacksonville. Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Bay Meadows. Buy a brand new Dodge Dart starting at only $59.88. Get real value, comfort, and exceptional performance in a very sporty compact sedan. Or lease yours today for just $150 per month. Step up to the 2015 Chrysler 200 Limited, and you'll be driving a car that's been designed with meticulous attention to detail. Starting at only $18,988. You heard that right. Only $18,988 at Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. You deserve a great deal on a great car. Don't wait around hoping for a better price. Deals at these prices won't last long. See our inventory at jaxcjt.com. Then come in for the best price, the largest selection, and the friendliest customer service in the entire Southeast. Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. I-295 and Bay Meadows.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
A 5 on the WOKV weather meters. The sunshine gives way to some clouds and scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms. The locally heavy downpours. Highs reach the mid-80s. An evening shower storm tonight down to 67. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow with heavy afternoon showers and thunderstorms. A high of 83 degrees. And Monday will be partly to mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and a thunderstorm. With a high near 85, they're clearing, cooler, less humid for Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
John Fogerty returns to the St. Augustine Amphitheater for his 1969 tour. Want a chance to win tickets to see John Fogerty on May 15th? Just go to WOKV.com's contest page for all the details.
Ask the Doctor on WOKV News 104.5. So glad you're with us. Greg Neft along with Dr. John Wadner, and we're going right back to the phones with Janet, who's got a very good question. She's from Mandarin. Hi, Janet.
Hi. First of all, I'm at the age where they recommend that you get the flu shot and the pneumonia shot and the shingles shot, and I'm allergic to eggs. So is there any kind of alternative for me?
So with the pneumonia shot, there's no issue at all. With the flu shot, it depends on how highly allergic to eggs you are. The CDC actually has a little algorithm, and they they say, can you eat scrambled eggs? What happens when you eat scrambled eggs? If you get covered in hives and your lips swell up and things like that, you probably shouldn't get the standard flu shot. If you just have a minor little rash, or it's okay to get the flu shot. But there, if you have a more severe reaction or you don't want to take a chance, there's a new flu shot available for adults, not for children, but for adults, that does not contain any sort of egg antigen and is safe. So there is a new one available, sort of a different recombinant DNA technology that it's made with.
How do you get it, though? Because I have heard that there was one that wasn't made with the egg, and I called all over town. I called the health department. Nobody had it, because they said you have to purchase it in such great quantity.
Yeah, it just came out this past year, and so it's not surprising you had a hard time finding it. I know it. You know, I'm a pediatrician, but I work at a family practice clinic, and I know we did not carry it this year either. But I think in the subsequent years, you'll find it easier and easier to find.
But I don't have to worry about it with a pneumonia shot?
No.
What about the shingles shot?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, just influenza and in children. There used to be a concern with the MMR and egg, but that's not an issue anymore. So just the flu is the only egg one.
Okay, that's great. Okay, thank you very much.
No, thank you, Janet. Sure do appreciate you calling and ask the doctor. Well, Dr. John, we sure do appreciate you joining us here for this past hour. It's been very informative, and I guess in our closing moment, I guess that, you know, I'd like to give a way for people who'd like to learn more about what you're saying, a resource to, and I understand there's some resources on the internet that you'd like to pass along.
Yeah, there's a couple that are just very high-profile children's hospitals in the United States that have taken this on as an educational item, and the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia Vaccine Information Center, it's vec.chop.edu.
Okay.
And Texas Children's is texaschildrens.org/vaccine.
Okay.
Those are both very accurate, evidence-based places to go for answers to these questions.
We'll leave that with our producer, Rob, and if anybody would like to call in at 340-1045, Rob there can relay that information, so don't worry if you missed them. Doctor, I'd really like to thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I guess the message here is if you've got a child, get them vaccinated when they're supposed to. It's Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV. Pet Health Talk is next after Fox News at the top of the hour. I'm Greg Neft. Have a great day, everybody.
WOKV FM Atlantic Beach, WOKV Jacksonville.
Listen live everywhere you go
with the News 104.5 app.
News 104.5 WOKV.
This is Charles Rollerson. I'm the president of Solgoff Properties. Solgoff Properties owns the Country Club of Orange Park and the Fleming Allen Golf Club in Clay County. When I first started discussing the potential loan with banks in town for a construction loan, I went to my representative, David Maravich, and wondered if they'd be interested in providing that type of loan. One-to-One was very interested in coming out and seeing the property and understanding our financial plan, and they were most interested in the details. And through that, when we started looking at the SBA option, One-to-One was fantastic in really handling that SBA process. It's difficult, and they did a fantastic job. So I have a great working relationship with One-to-One Financial. I would highly recommend One-to-One Financial. Being an entrepreneur like I am, it's hard to go out and find loans, and One-to-One was